In the beginning, look at the order. God created the heavens and the earth. We didn't have an opportunity to see how that happened. In verse 2, there was darkness. Then the first of the Godhead. If he was the first in the creation of earth, he must be the first in your life too.
Welcome to a place absolutely conducive for the Holy Spirit. Experience intimacy, partnership, and fellowship. This is Koinonia.
Please be seated. God bless you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Good evening, everybody. Please greet someone by your left and right. And insist that you get a response. Tell him, last week I greeted you. You didn't say anything. I'm not keeping quiet. You have to say something. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I was so blessed by the testimony of Pastor Ike. And yes, I was very blessed by his testimony. You know, it's very touching when I understand not being able to pay for a venue, but when you are unable to pay your children's school fees, that is a very serious issue. Because the Bible says any man that cannot cater for his family is worse than an infidel. And look what the Lord did. When you engage the word truly to work, and Pastor, God will honor you even more than this. In the name of Jesus, what has happened is only child's play. I told you, nothing just happens. Everything is controlled in this kingdom. If it works well for you, something made it so. If it works bad for you, something still made it so. Are we together? Tonight I want to challenge our hearts. You know, Monday is my birthday and I'm very happy about it. Thank you. Hallelujah. But I'm not happy because of the celebration. Celebration is a weakness for me that I'm hoping that God will deliver me from. So if you are praying for me, I've given you a prayer point. I can celebrate people, but once you start doing anything for me, I don't want to have to do anything. But I've been thinking of what to share. In fact, just the awareness that Monday is my birthday and what people may do already palpitates my heart, and I hate being in this kind of condition. I want to be myself. Just to lie down and sleep, pray if I need to. But I thought through the week. Now listen very carefully. I asked myself a few questions. Why am I successful? Why is this ministry successful? Why the celebration? You only celebrate things that work. No one wants to be associated with a person or a thing that does not work. And while just thanking God, reflecting over my life, I just thought to share with us something that is truly the conviction in my heart. I will continue to share with us truths that will build us, and I'll continue to pray that God will help us to hear. Because many of us just keep our ears open, but we really don't listen. Listening is not just with the ear, it's with your spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. By the way, I really have been thinking of what will happen on Monday, because I won't call it disturbance. I love people, but I don't like what's going to be the word now. So I was thinking probably we could just do maybe an evening service where I just come and teach you something. Hallelujah. Instead of coming to listen, my greatest inspiration is not cake, tea, chicken. How many of those can I eat? I will just give it out. But if I'm able to do something that adds to your life, then I think my day is worth celebrating. And if you too can do something, you must promise me that Monday you will find something to do to someone that reflects the value that I would have done. If you can do that, then it's happy birthday for all of us. But if you are just strolling in the evening to come and receive, but I think we should do that. Protocol, I think we can make that happen. Okay, so we'll make that happen. We'll meet Monday by 6. Just gather everybody. It'll be a brief service just to honor the Lord. Have me teach you one or two things. Whatever cake you have, just bring it, no matter how many. I will pray on it. Everybody will eat it, and then we'll go back to our various homes. But then I truly believe one of the things that I want to do is to pray for you, to just speak over your life. I hope that by now you know the value of speaking over someone's life. It's not just it's not asking God to do things, is creating possibilities in your life. Hallelujah. So for tonight, let's pray and say, Father, open my eyes. Open my eyes. Jesus, open my eyes. You are the fountain of life, and it is in your light that we see light. Except you reveal to us, O God, we cannot know. Except you show us, we cannot see. Except you guide us, we will not be accurate. Hallelujah. I'll share some more on Monday, but this word you see is the secret that makes men great. Every man is built by the word of God. Not just the word of God that is read, but the word of God that is revealed by the wisdom of the Spirit and received. And tonight I just want to talk along these lines, and we'll just run through a few scriptures as I challenge you. I truly hope that someone will be angry with your current situation, whether spiritually or whatever dimension, and trust that tonight's teaching will help build you. Let's start with John chapter 8. John chapter 8 and verse 32. John chapter 8 and verse 32. In fact, let's start from verse 30. We'll read from 30 to 32. 30 to 32. It says, as he spoke these words, this is Jesus now, many believed on him. 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, he said, if you do what? Continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed. And then 32 says, and ye shall know the truth. You will know the truth by starting as you continue. Somewhere along the lines of your consistency, you will encounter something. Remember, the context is continuation. Not just starting to read. Not just a 5 minutes devotional. Not just a 1 month study. It says, if you continue in my word, you are activating something that will cause you to eventually encounter the truth. It says, and if it is truth, there is a character of truth. It sets free. Meaning that if you claim to know the word and it still leaves you in bondage or in that situation, then the truth of that word, the final, how do I describe it now?
when the word of God is broken down, the unit of it is truth. The capacity to be set free from life's vicissitudes, the capacity to not be under the limitations of life, to rise by understanding and by the liberating power of truth. It says if you continue, meaning it would take a while. He didn't lie to you. He said, if ye continue, then you are my disciples. Then he says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Ladies and gentlemen, there are many people around the world with scriptures, with books, with tapes, with teachings, attending seminars, and all of them will tell you they have the word. All of them will tell you they have the truth. But we do not see that liberating power of the truth in their lives. Not their spiritual lives, not their finances, not their ministries. They remain in bondage in spite of their supposed encounter with the word. Something is wrong. If it is truth that you meet, the Bible says the truth shall make you. Like I say, make food for me. The food is not there. You are going to enter a kitchen and make it happen. The Bible says the truth, if encountered, can make what does not exist in your life. It never said the truth will bring you freedom. There is no freedom anywhere. Like if I tell you, make jollof rice for me. As at the time I was speaking, there's no jollof rice. You will search it and not find it. But I said, make it. Are we together? Your intelligence can gather from any market and any location, the cow, the vegetables, and then combine them in a way that after a few hours, there you have plate. What you are looking for is freedom, but it's not available. And then the Bible says when you encounter the truth knows what forces to bring together. And then all of a sudden, something that did not exist will now exist. The truth shall make you free. Free from what? Free from poverty. Free from fear. Free from mediocrity. Are we together now? So the problem usually is that we may have encountered the word, but we have not encountered the truth. Let's talk about it. In John chapter 18, please give us verse 33, and we're reading to verse 38. Something happened between Pilate and Jesus. Please listen and learn. The Bible says, Pilate entered into the judgment hall again. Jesus is being judged now. And called Jesus and said unto him, art thou the king of the Jews? Pilate was asking a question. Next verse. We're reading to 38. Jesus answered him, sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it of thee? That means Pilate had an information. People were murmuring it outside. And he came in, he said, are you a king? Looking like this, the king of the Jews? And then the next verse, Pilate answered, am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? 36. Jesus answered, listen, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. 37. He said, Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king? Remember, this is a battle of reality and information. He's trying to verify something. Follow me closely. Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born. For this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto what? Talk to me, please. That I should be a testifier of the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. So he's talking of truth now. Next verse. Pilate said unto him a question that people never ask. What is truth? Notice, the moment Pilate said, what is truth? Jesus said, I am a testament of the truth. Immediately, he said, I find in him no fault. In other words, because you are the truth, you qualify to be free. If it is truth, it always sets men free. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So, Jesus, Pilate confessed that because you are a testifier of the truth, There is no reason why you should be in this situation. When truth shows up, no matter what it is, it must let you go. Jesus's remaining there was because of his love for us. But Pilate said before all, he said, I find no fault in the truth. That's the same way poverty can say, I find no fault. The truth has come, I must give way. This has come, I must give way. When the Lord opened my eyes to this scripture, I said, my goodness, everywhere Jesus went, that was a system of oppression. It couldn't hold him for long because he was truth. Are we together? They held him before a cliff. He came out. There was scarcity around the truth. And the truth said, no, it shouldn't be. And all of a sudden, multiplication came because the truth was there. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Listen very carefully. Everywhere the truth went, the ministry of that truth was to liberate, was to set free. When he got into your house, no matter what it was, that truth made men free. He went to the house of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, come down. I'm coming to your house. And within minutes, because Zacchaeus hosted the truth, he was free. And thou shalt know the truth. If you ever host the truth, then the truth must make you free. Very powerful revelation. That means if we remain in bondage, the issue is not just Satan. The issue is that we may have been receiving scripture and Bible study, but the truth has not come. Because when the truth comes, the Bible says it makes you free. It fabricates freedom from wherever and ministers it to you. Is there anything too hard for me to do? I am that I am. Is there anything too hard for me to do? I am that I am. Many people keep bragging around with their acquisition of scriptures and their climbing of scriptures and their participating in teachings. Listen carefully. The truth is not just a right information. There are many right informations that are not the truth. You have to understand this. You only say an information is correct based on a reference. Unfortunately, the reference itself can be wrong. Are we together now? There is something that science has pieced together, a body of facts. And whoever aligns with that body of facts with respect to science is walking in the version of the truth. Is that true? But science itself must be vetted by someone higher than it. Are you getting what I'm saying? Culturally speaking, there is a system of understanding and behavior built by culture. And to the degree to which you align with it, we say you are walking in the truth. So there is a lot of relativity when it has to do with the subject of truth. What is permissible to a person and within a context may not be permissible to another person within another context. But here's what Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, not a truth. The truth. That means I am the ultimate system of freedom and liberation. An encounter with the truth makes men free. If you claim to have knowledge of the word of God, if you claim to have found something you think is true and it does not produce the requisite freedom, then it is not the truth. It may be something else. It may be a well-meaning information that is correct based on a historical system of agreement. They have agreed that whoever does it this way. I give you an instance. In our world today, if a woman just looks at herself and says, I want to get pregnant without a man, that is not true as far as the educated opinion of men is concerned. Is that true? But when the truth was ready to find expression, there was a system that was created that would have been told a lie by science. Be careful what you call true and false. There must be a reference, because with respect to God, there are some things that are agreed as true by men, but then when it comes to God, God says no way. Lazarus died. That was the truth, based on what doctors like David and his colleagues would say. They had checked him and there was no pulse. It was over. But when the truth came, he said, what did you say? 3 days, roll away the stone. This is the truth. If it is the truth, he sets men free. Are we together? They buried the truth and covered it in a grave. After 3 days, the grave opened and the truth came out. If it is truth, then it must set free. The question is, why are we still helplessly under so much bondage? We pray, we fast, we sleep on our Bibles, we quote Bibles, we listen to tapes, yet it looks like our situation is not even scared of our spiritual investments. Could it be that we are not encountering the truth? Even before Pilate, the truth prevailed. The moment Jesus said, look, leave the issue of king, I am truth. Pilate said, what is truth? And he said, this man is free. I may not understand what truth is, but I'm a victim of the effect of that truth. I must let you go. I must let you go. What if you knew the truth about your life and destiny? What if you knew the truth that you were not a victim of situations and circumstances? What if what they told you about your upbringing was a lie? It was culturally true, but from the reference of God is a lie. What if your past and what it told you were a lie with respect to God? A lie is not a wrong information. A lie is any information that was not brought from God. It's a lie. It doesn't matter how right it is. If it did not originate from God, then it's not true. Truth. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 7. 2 Timothy, when you read from verse 3 and verse chapter 3 and verse 7, the Bible talks about this group of people, zealous people like we are. It says that they are ever learning. Please look up. Ever learning, but never able. Learning does not guarantee an encounter with truth. That you are sitting with a Bible does not mean you are encountering truth. That you are sitting with a tape. Did you hear the testimony of the dear lady who was listening to the 7 days prayer and fasting? She said she had been listening to it. Just because you started the tape, started and finished with your ear hearing it, does not mean you can encounter the truth. She said at that point a prayer came and light opened, and all of a sudden she received, and the results showed immediately. A friend that had no business helping her, that's the truth making a way now. The truth always makes a way. Don't leave no uncle nonsense. You don't need. Once the truth comes, the truth will find a way around it. Because the truth is not just an information. The truth is also a person. So when the truth comes into the womb of a barren woman, what happens? The truth starts making a way. It finds out what is the issue first. And they say, this woman has no womb. And the truth said, there is still a way. There is still a way. Prophesy to yourself and say, there is still a way. Look at the challenges that stand before you. That you cannot see a way does not mean there is no way. Just stop looking for a way. Let truth come. Truth knows where the way is. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall. With your power, you perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And I'm standing here only because you made. Sit down, let me tell you. There is no uncle anywhere who is going to help you. There is no... An uncle only helps when the truth makes him part of the actors of your breakthrough. Nobody just comes because he knows you. Ye shall know the truth. Many of us are trying to find ways and methods, whereas the secret is to stay until the truth comes. When the truth comes, light must come. Let me show you something. Let me show you something that will bless you. What's the scripture now? Help me, Holy Spirit. Isaiah 29. Give us from verse 11 and 12. Isaiah 29 verse 11 and 12. Let me show you that just because you have a book called the Bible in your hand does not mean you have access to truth. Read it with me. He said, and the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed. He did one that is what? Learned. Saying, read this, I pray thee. And he said, I cannot. Not because I can't open it. It is sealed. Sealed. Next verse. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he said, I am not learned. Both the educated and the uneducated stand helpless in the presence of this book. Where is the key? How do men read it? I thought by being learned, I will automatically understand it. This is not science. The book is sealed. There is a spirit with the key that opens it. Your spirit opens to me the treasures of your word. I will forever sing your praise. Your spirit opens to me the treasures of your word. Listen, this book you see has written in it the codes of your destiny, but it is always sealed. I told you everything glorious is what? Covered. No glorious thing is revealed. You don't buy a product without a package. So your destiny is there, but it is sealed. Going to school is very important, but when it comes to the matters of the spirit, my brother, my sister, don't let the pride of education make a fool of your destiny. That's why we have many intellectuals who brag and say, what is God? A can become C, and they are trying to make C out of A forever, whereas the maker is truth. A foolish man can come with his foolishness and sincerity and say, Lord, I can't amount to much. My life, you see, is a testament of this. They are life to those who find them. When you find it, it looks like a charm. It's impossible for life to keep you down. This is not some bragging. No, if it is the truth, if you ever see a mountain, start laughing. There must be a way. There must be a way. Pilate looked at Jesus and said, if you are a witness of the truth, then I find no fault. I let you go. Are you learning something tonight? It's not just opening the Bible and then reading, oh, James chapter this, the Bible said this, in the name of Jesus, I will never be. That's scripture. You are just playing games. Many of us keep flattering ourselves for many years, thinking, I'm not saying reading your Bible is not important. I have found the missing key why many well-meaning believers don't get results. They are not lazy. They are more serious than even some of us pastors. Take laziness out of the equation. Why is life hard for many people? What is the mystery of this hardship? Close heavens everywhere. No help, failure, pain. There is an explanation. The book that you have been reading is sealed. That you got a message from me to preach does not mean it has been opened to you. No, sir. Have you ever opened a scripture and then you are reading, you've been reading it, and all of a sudden you see something there that you never saw, and then you can mark that day and say something shifted? That portion of scripture was open to you. I remember studying about the anointing for many years. I read books and books. A lot of people got their revelation from Good Morning Holy Spirit. You've never had me mention it because I didn't get anything from it. I read it, Good Morning Holy Spirit. I was blessed, but I didn't see anything there. And I just stayed. If you continue, that's the key. And then one day, the portals, when it opens, it is open. When Jesus stood for to read in the temple, the Bible says they brought to him the scroll of Isaiah. It was open. And he said, this day, you have been reading it and thinking it's some prophet somewhere, but I am the manifestation of this. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you this. If we don't get serious with our lives to find truth, we are going to keep convincing ourselves and jumping around, quoting scriptures that for a very long time our lives will not capture the levels of freedom that befits one who claims to have that knowledge of truth. I know many wonderful, lovely men and women of God struggling around in ministry, sincere. They won't steal nothing, they won't do anything. Notice that both the learned and the unlearned are still victims of the same thing. So what is the key? I will show you. I will show you. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. We're going to read from verse 1 to 5. Note this. You know, there are many people who keep talking word of God, word of God, word of God. I don't have a problem with it. It is true. But we are missing something very vital. Vital. The book by itself is sealed. You will only read stories from it. For this cause, I, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles. If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you word. What is the grace? How that what? He made. Stop. He made. I didn't learn it. How that by revelation, he made. Who is the he? Someone came to me and opened the book. He made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. Verse 4. Whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge. The basis of what you are reading is not just that I wrote. Someone came and opened something to me, and I want to help you too. Because if all you do is to just read, you will not find anything. It says, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Verse 5. Which in other ages was not made known. So this thing is made known. It's not studied. It's made known. It's like occult. It is made known. If it has not been made known, my brother, my sister, let me tell you, you will fast and pray and never find it. It is made known. A man can receive nothing except it is given. This is how we rest in the kingdom. We keep struggling and thinking it's just by all of these things. No. Your press, and then he comes to make it known. If God does not make it known, you will never find it. It is so obvious, yet you will look and look and never find it. It says, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by who is the he? Talk to me, who is the he? So the he comes to you and says, this book cannot open except I am there. The book can give you the word, but the spirit can show you the truth. You need truth. That's what you need. You don't just need word like that. When you say this, many believers think you are encouraging people to not be serious about the word of God. Let me tell you, in all honesty, I doubt if I've seen any man that is more passionate about the word of God than me. There may be, but I've not seen one. But I found out that your life is going to be a chronicle of frustrations if you don't understand how truth comes out of the word. It says, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets. Jeremiah 33, please, and verse 3. Help us, media. Jeremiah chapter 33. Please read with me. Koinonia is projected inside and outside. One, two, go. Stop. I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Doesn't matter how long you've been studying it. He said you don't know it. That's why the results are not speaking. But when you call on to me, I will answer. And the answer is that I will come and I will show you. Brothers and sisters, listen to me. We have ignored the Holy Spirit and carried Bibles all around, hoping that just by reading it intellectually, we'll be able to put A and B together. And the Bible tells us that the mysteries in this book are sealed. That's why they are called mysteries. When you read the Bible outside of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, all you will see is potentials for possibilities. You will keep seeing them, but your life will never, never experience them. One of the greatest secrets in my life is the ability to allow the Holy Spirit to open up scripture, open up scripture, open up scripture. John chapter 16, please. We'll begin our reading from verse 12. John chapter 16. We'll begin our reading from verse 12. Read with me, please. One, two, read. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Why? Because you are natural and these things are spiritually discerned. Are we together? Verse 13. How be it when he the spirit of truth, not just the Holy Ghost, the spirit of truth is come, what will he do? Please talk to me. He will guide you through the book. He will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He will show you. Aren't you seeing it all through scripture? People are shown things. People are shown things. If you are not shown anything, you will continue bragging around with scripture and never have results. Your assignment is not just to sit down and read your Bible religiously. Your assignment is, among other things, to cry for the manifestation of the Spirit of truth. All scripture was inspired by him. He knows the codes that are enshrined in this book, but it is sealed. It will take hunger to cry for him. But brothers and sisters, when he comes and opens it to you, you and all others will stand in awe of your destiny. This is the mystery behind great men. This is the mystery behind great destinies. A spirit came to them and showed them things. Whether it is in the occult or in the faith life, nobody rises without being shown things. He must show you. And I was taken in the spirit, Ezekiel, and I was shown this. What have you been shown? Or what have you been reading? You have been reading, in the name of Jesus, I will never be poor. You have been reading, he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. You have been quoting it. You have been doing everything. But you are just reading potentials. It is sealed. When the Spirit comes, he will not quote the scripture. He will show you the quote in the scripture. When the Holy Spirit comes, he will not tell you, no. He will show you something that may not make sense for another person. There's something God showed me about the anointing. There's something God showed me about growth. There's something God showed me about victory. There's something God showed me on how to deal with enemies. Whatever is not shown you becomes the gate to your destruction. You have to find out what you have not seen. and cry with all your heart and say, Lord, show me. Let me tell you how you know you have not shown. You, whenever you do what is supposed to be the obvious solution and it does not work, then it means there is more. There is more. Apostle, I pay my tithe. Apostle, I give. Apostle, I'm a sincere man of God. I study my Bible. All doors are closed. There is something that has not been shown you. Let me use the example of our dear pastor. Did you think that all the people that rose up for him just came to Asaba in the last 2 months? Were they always there? So what happened? Why was the climate harsh over him? Look how well-meaning he is. I've been to his meeting once. An adorable man of God and his wife. It's amazing how life does not give the excuse for you being sincere. It doesn't say you are sincere and then no. Sincerity is not the seed for greatness. You can be as sincere as possible and find out that you are a victim of everything bad. You know, pastors come to me and they say, Apostle, I can stand before God and tell you I love God with all my heart. I say, I'm a man of God. If you're lying, I will tell you. And then they now say, Apostle, but why is life treating me this way? Like I told you, was it last week or the week before last? I begin to nod my head in pain because I know that the solution is not just to pray. There is something that they don't know. And my brother, my sister, until this book is open to you and your eyes see, your destiny will remain small. We're all gathered today now, scattered across, inside and outside, and those following online, because God showed a man something. Your generation is dependent on what you see. They are waiting earnestly to say, man of God, what has God shown you that you can bring to the table? If all you are taking to destiny is your degree, get set for a big shock. If all you are taking is just your sincere heart, get set for another shock. If all you are taking is your uncles that you know, my uncle somewhere, my auntie somewhere, no. I don't study the Bible to cram scriptures or to preach. I search for light. I search for truth. There are very few people who ever know how I study the Bible, because if I teach you, it will frustrate you. I can stay on a scripture for a long time, because there is something I'm searching. God can show me like a code. I can see half of the truth and see the other part 2 years later. And until I see it, I will wait. But when that code comes, pack, 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 the seals are open and the results follow. No devil stops it. When the seal is broken and open, then your life will be a wonder even to you. Favor is here, but is sealed. There is a mystery to it. The anointing, there is a mystery. The helpers of your destiny are here. The problem is not the book. The problem is that it is sealed. When you are not aware that the book is sealed, then you are in trouble, because you will continue to read. How many churches have continued to read this every Sunday, Sunday after Sunday? But there is no one to come to testify that this is what God has done. Please hear me. I want you to learn. Some of you, it will take years to understand what I'm sharing with you, as simple as it sounds. Your goodness is real. I testify. Your goodness is real. Your favor is real. I testify. Your favor is real. Your power is real. I testify. Your power is real. When the Lord gave me the revelation on the body of Christ, let me tell you this, I didn't read it in any book. I remember lying down like a child when the Lord came with this scripture. For this cause, the Lord began to teach me that there are 4 encounters: the Son, the Spirit, the Word, and the body. And that the reason why many people never rise in life is because they've had the 3 encounters, but not the body. I said, so there is something called an encounter with the body. and my life changed. Every true apostle of the Lord must deliver a mystery to a generation. There must be something God gives you by the Spirit. This is not just Bible study. It is that He comes to you. He doesn't come to me every time, but He comes. I remember when God was delivering to me the secret of church growth. I've studied Yonggi Cho's materials, studied Bishop Oyedepo's materials, but here He comes. The code for your own destiny given to you, that someone else will do and will not work for him, because it was open for you. That's why you see people doing things that should not work, but it works. I'm doing my best to try to explain this thing to you. Sometimes it's very difficult to understand, to explain spiritual things. All you see is the result that follows, but behind those results are strange encounters that work together and they make a way. They make a way. Brothers and sisters, look at me. I love you. That's why I'm teaching this. I can come and just talk to you and we laugh and joke. I am so passionate about your results and the way many of us are going about it. You will never find it that way. I'm telling you this. I'm saving your life from frustration so that you will not jump like others have done for many years. And then one day you'll find out they are not even in the faith. And they say, don't bring any Jesus talk. I've tried him. It doesn't work. You only tried scripture. When you try the truth, sit back and watch it make a way. Strange ways in the wilderness. Ways that should not be there. The truth will cut a way out of a rock. The truth will cut a way out of a river. And you will cross and they will look back and not be able to find a way again. And they'll say, hey Jimmy, what way did you follow? And you say, I don't know. The truth just made a way. The Egyptians tried to trace the way that the truth made for the Israelites. They couldn't find it. They drowned. The song of Miriam. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Even the horses and the rider has been thrown. The same way somebody passes is the same way that kills another person, because it has to be a way made by the truth for you. Someone can do a business that lifts him and you do a business, the one that kills you, because it's sealed. It was not open for you. Someone can use the same word you are speaking to get favor. You will use it and get destruction because you are just speaking. Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Sing it one more time. You're the light of the world. You step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Listen. When you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, you are in a position where you will remain in darkness forever. Jesus himself told us why he sent us the Spirit of Truth. Not just to pray gibberish in tongues. No. The Holy Ghost was sent to us not to make us men of God. The Holy Ghost was sent to us not to make us pastors. The Holy Ghost was sent as the opener of the sealed book to guide you into all truth. The book is there, but it must be opened by the wisdom and the intelligence of one who is not human. He made known unto me. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Please give it to us. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12. Read with me, please. Everyone is projected. Just read and then you write it down. 1, 2, read. Not the spirit of the world. Stop. In any case, you must receive a spirit. So there is the spirit of the world that inspires men and opens codes for men based on the laws of life, and they can manipulate it and get some result. And God is saying, so that when you are inspired, you don't think it's the same thing that inspired someone somewhere. There are two spirits. There is the spirit of the world. A man tells you he was just sitting down and he made a discovery. It's a lie. Nobody makes a discovery. A spirit comes to you and opens up a portal of a reality, and then you quickly scrabble it and walk around it, and the whole world marvels, and they call you Albert Einstein, and they call you Michael Faraday, and they call you the Wright brothers. The Bible is saying there is no such thing as just a human invention by yourself. It's not true. A spirit must come to you and open up what is sealed. But the spirit which is of God, why? That we may know the things that are freely